Kedusha Chesamid Beis has the yisoid regarding a mashkin. The Gemara says that if you lend someone money and he gives you a mashkin, it's not what you would think. You would think you lend the money, he owes you money. What's the mashkin? I should be batuach, he's not going to run away, so I have a mashkin. Gemara says no. Minayin lebal chayiv shekayin a mashkin. Now the best way to explain it, Rav Baruch Breh brings from Rav Chaim. The Rav Chaim said the language that when you pay someone lends you money, give him a mashkin, you're actually paying the chayiv. Rav Chaim said, "In the mashkin lik the chayiv." That's how he quotes it. In the mashkin lik the chayiv. In other words, if you lend me $1,000, I give you a piece of jewelry, I'm really paying you back the loan, but with a condition. I'm making it tonight, I really want the jewelry back, so I'm giving you the jewelry, but it's a condition that if I come to you with $1,000 cash, you have to return it to me. But kol zman I gave you the mashkin, I don't owe you anything. What? So the term security, according to this, is incorrect. I mean, it is a security, because I don't really want this piece of jewelry, but it's be'etzem et hashlumin. The main nafkamina, that's the easiest one to explain, is if Shemitah passes. Let's say I lend you $1,000, you give me a mashkin. And now Shemitah passes, I didn't make a prosbul. So you tell me goodbye, Shemitah passed, I don't owe you anything. So in Shulchan Aruch it says it's not that way. Bal chayv kayin mashkin. When you give me the mashkin, you paid up the chayv. The chayv is gone. Now it's true, you made a condition. If you come up with the cash, I have to give you the mashkin back. But the chayv is retired. The chayv is over. That's Rabbi Yitzchak's chiddush in this Gemara. Minayin lebal chayv shekayin mashkin. Not the way we think of it normally, but that when I give you the mashkin, I'm paying the chayv. It's a conditional payment. But the chayv is paid.
How long does he have to hold the
It's a very good question. I don't know. To be determined. I don't know. Yeah, I could be tevayim to Bezdin if he has money and make him pay. Because that was our condition. He can't force me to accept the necklace as a permanent payment. But if he doesn't have money, anytime he lends someone money, if he lends someone money, he has no money, nothing you can do about it. So you'll be stuck. You'll be stuck. Your question is, when can I sell the necklace and get the cash? That's a good question. A mashkin is usually more. It depends. It would be ribbis if I could keep the mashkin. It would be ribbis. I can't. If I lend him $1,000, he gives me a piece of jewelry, and I sell it for $2,000, I have to give him back the extra money. Well, it's only paying the chayv to the degree that it's paying the chayv. If I lend you $1,000, you give me something, and I sell it for $2,000, it's ma'aseh b'chayyim. You have a mortgage, and the bank sells a building, and you get the extra money if there is any. They only get keneged the chayv, because that's really the understanding. That's what the Gemara is saying. Since you own the mashkin d'achayim, so you could be mekadesh.
But why not your mashkin?
Okay, but I don't want to get into it because of the time. But Bamash and Khairman is that way.
Now, and it's not worth the money. Let's say for I gave him $10,000, the mashkin is worth $7,000, right? What happens in the Yayimah?
Shmita.
$3,000?
Yeah. The $3,000, just like somebody, if you lend someone $10,000, he pays you back $7,000, he still owes you $3,000. When it's going to pass Shemitah, it's Mishavet.
One way of saying that the mashkin is the payment for it.
So what he's saying is, I accepted the mashkin as a $10,000 payment, as you're telling me. It's a lumdis, you know, the Didi Shavali. Are you really willing? He'll tell you, you know, I keep the $7,000 necklace and then we're settled. Okay. Maybe you're right. I don't know. Could be. Maybe you're right. I'm willing to say maybe you're right. I'm not sure. Okay. It's the most you'll get, so you'll take it. The point I wanted to tell you is the Chiddush of Tosfos. How do you know the Baal Chayiv is kind of the Mashkin? So the Gemara says that it's because the Torah calls it tzedakah. Torah says, it's an unbelievable thing about a Mashkin. Someone gives you a Mashkin, his pillow. So you have a Mashkin, you have his pillow. Or he gives you a piece of jewelry. You have a Mashkin's jewelry. So he comes to you, he says, you know, we're going to a wedding tonight, I need the jewelry. So really you're supposed to give it back to him and let him use it whenever he needs it. In effect, he really gets free storage, because whenever he needs it, he can come to you and give it. That's what Torah says. You have a mashkin? If he needs it, give it to him. It's counted to you like tzedakah. It's like tzedakah that you're doing. As I stated the Torah. So why is it tzedakah? Must be that I own the mashkin, and it's tzedakah. So Tosfos is bothered, who says, maybe a mashkin is not a payment of a chayv. Maybe in the mashkin the chayv is not true. Maybe it's not a payment of a chayv. Maybe it's just a mashkin. I'm a nice guy. I don't have to give it to him. I give it to him. Tosfos says it must be that when he gives you a mashkin, you're kind of a mashkin. That's what Tosfos says. It says in the Torah that v'shachav b'simlasai, salmasai, uveirachekah, that when you're going to give it back to him, he gave you pillows as a mashkin. Give it to back, he sleeps with it. He'll give you a bracha. So Tosfos says, if the chayv is still outstanding, he's not allowed to give you brachas. That's ribbis. Ribbis devarim is if you lend someone money, he can't give you brachas for that. He can't bench you for it. It's ribbis devarim. So the question is, how could it be? How could Ubei Racheka? Must be, Zach Tosfos, that the chayv is over. Sandy does not like it. Why not, Sandy? The Torah, I can tell you, does a virus. He does a virus. Someone has your money, you give him a bracha. That's Tosfos' cash. So that's what we're going to get to. But again, the point is, since the Torah says he can bench you for giving him back the mashkin, must be the chayv is over. If when you get a mashkin, the chayv still exists, it's ribbis. He's not going to give you brachas. I'll give you brachas. So must be in the mashkin like the chayv, and it's over. Lady, you can bench him. You can bench him. You can't bench him in exchange for the chayv, but you can bench him in exchange. You gave it to you back at night. You can bench him. Yeah, you can't bench him directly for the loan, but you can bench him for giving you the mashkin at night. You can bench him. Now, there's a Taz. It's known in the Welt as the Taz HaYadua. As a matter of fact, Rabbi David Cohen has a sefer called HaTaz HaYadua. I thought we had it here. HaTaz HaYadua, Rabbi David Cohen has in his first sefer, he brings the Taz with six other places it comes up. Then in the next sefer, he has 16 places it comes up. Over the years, he finally put out a separate sefer on HaTaz HaYadua. The Sunday says it's not Yadua. So now you'll know it'll be Yadua. It only says it's Yadua to Tamid Chachamim here. It says, the Taz says a rule that the Rabbanon have no power to aser something that's mafurish in the Torah Leheter. The Torah says beferish it's mutter. The Rabbanon can't aser. Now, everything the Rabbanon aser is mutter min ha-Torah. They aser muktzah, it's mutter min ha-Torah. That's fine. Rabbanon can make siyagim. But if the Torah says the words, for example, the Torah says by nevela, if you're stuck with nevela, I mocher l'nachri. Either give it to a ger toshav or sell it to a guy. So, Zaktataz, the Chacham couldn't aser. They asered doing business with treifis, but they couldn't aser. If you're stuck with a nevela to sell it to a guy, they have no power to aser. It's mafurish in the Torah, mocher l'nachri. They don't have a kayach to aser a dover that's mafurish b'kwai. That's the Taz's rule. Someone says beferish of the pasuk is mutter, they can't aser. So, Kramaisha, this Tosfos is a raya. Because ribbis devarim is only a drabana. Ribbis devarim is only benching something, that's not ribbis v'natar. Ribbis v'natar is ribbis tzutza. He lends you money, you promise him interest. Benching him, it's a drabanon. So Moshe asks, why can't he bench? Min HaTorah, he can bench you for a loan. There's no answer. Except Rav Moshe had pshat in Tosis is a makar for this taz. Rav Moshe happens to quote two other Tosis that hold this way. That if the Torah says, Uvei Racheka, that if you lend the money, he can give you a bracha. How could the Chachamim answer it? Chachamim can't answer Mefurish in the Torah. Sandy, that's what's incorrect. Sandy, very happy. Rabbanu can't answer what's Mefurish in the Torah. Either Rabbanu did answer, they asked the giving a bracha. Must be that when you give the mashkin, the chayv is over. Must be. Because if the chayv still exists, and the Torah says, Uvei Racheka, the Chacham couldn't answer it. This is the klal of the Taz. Now, I knew that we're going to be here tonight right before Sukkot. I said, this Taz has to fit into Ilchus Sukkot somewhere. I figured I'll take a Dovah Kol Sefer and find it. The Sefer is not here in the shelf. Maybe someone took it. But I found the Mishnah Berurah. I can't believe it. It's mamish incredible. I'll tell you what it says here in the Mishnah Berurah. It's tough Reish Chav Tes Ayin Gimel. Somebody has to look this up. I'll tell you what it says. It says that we don't use for schach anything that's strong enough to hold out the rain. Even if Medina de Gemara would be mutter. Let's say you want to use straight 2x4s. Straight 2x4s. Now, on 2x4s, the rain would come through the middle anyway. But let's say you have some type of wood that would hold the rain, it could hold the rain back. Not big enough to be included in Chazal's Isser. So Mishnah Berurah says that Mitzad HaMinig, we don't use it, except Bishas HaTchak, have nothing else, but we don't use it. Anything that could hold back the rain, we don't use. He refers to lattice work. I don't know what type of lattice work he means, but certain type of wood that you put it up. And what's bothering him in the Sharetzion, what about straw? We use straw, I mean, we don't use it, but you know that you're allowed to use straw for schach. Many people use straw for schach in days gone by. Straw, if you pile on straw, it's going to hold out the rain, that's for sure. Once upon a time, you used to make houses that way. So why didn't, so I'm going to read you two parts of the Mishnah Berurah. He says, the Griz and the Chai Yodam, they don't bring a chumrah by straw. Mashu desfir desfir alei, the ein lahachmir, but mashe gilsa taira befeirish lahatir, tasa lechabos v'chami garnechom yikvecha. Says befeirish in the taira, you could use the gairin. What's the gairin? The psilus of the wheat. That's straw. What's straw? Straw is what grows. You take out the kernel of wheat, you're left with straw. So he brings that. The Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Chai Adam, said, we can't ask a straw, mefurish b'tayra. That's the klal of the Taz, how you do it? Famous Taz. I'll tell you what made me flip. He brings it to Machloikis. The Mekilim are the Chai Adam and the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Who's the Machmir? You're not going to believe this. Who's the Machmir? The Taz. Fadan. Da'ataz hetik oid. The bekash loy nogu l'sachech kayoid. The Taz says you shouldn't use kash. After mefurish b'toira, Taz l'mogol l'mogol l'mik v'echa, v'kom okay, ne'ach hashash. Maybe you'll stop the rain. And then he says, agraz, that's the Shulchan Harab, the chayodom, loy yatiku divrei ataz. Mashe svirula in lahachmi, mashe gilsa toira behedya. The names are backwards. He's saying the Taz is the one who does answer using cash. And Chayodam, Shulchan Harav, are the Mekilim. So it's a Tzas Pella to me. If it names would have been the other way, it would have been very Geshmak. Taz Hayadua. I'm pretty sure that Rav Davakon has to have this in his Sefer also. So I don't know. It's a Tzarechi, it's Tafresh, Chavtes, Ayim Beis. I'll tell you, I have one Kasha on the Taz. I don't remember finding someone who asks. Chazal asered pas akum. It's mefurish in the Torah. You're allowed to eat a guy's bread. Where? Al devar ashele kidmu eschem b'mayim u'b'lechem. Says that Moav and Ammon are asa to you because they didn't come to greet you with water and bread. So this kasha I always had on the Taz. How could Chazal ask the Pasakim according to this? The Pharisee of the Torah, that doesn't say you're going to eat it. Not they're going to eat it, it says they're going to bring it to you. But still, it sounds like you're allowed to eat it. Alright, so what's the base medrash? What?
After what they did, we don't eat it.
After what they did, we don't eat it. Okay. Anyway, what? Ben Bekor is the same, but Pharisee is different. Anyway, a good Yom Tov to everybody. Next week, Amir Hashem, Thursday night, we hope to be learning in the Sukkah. We hope to have refreshments. The only Simchas Pesach Sheva with the music is everybody learning. Please be here, and all those who took off a Beim HaZman, just get them back, please. Good.